This is the StarQuest Headlines Update for the week ending January 11th, 2019. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Did you know that as of January 1st, 2019, a major deadline in U.S. copyright law passed, and that tens of thousands of books and movies and other artworks made before 1923 entered the public domain? This includes works from Lewis Carroll, Agatha Christie, and more. And now you'll be able to download all of it for free and legally. The article linked in the show notes will get you started on some sources for them. Bad news for Star Trek fans. Star Trek IV has been shelved, according to reports. The latest installment in what's been called the Kelvin timeline has been beset by problems since last summer, when Chris Pine, who plays Captain Kirk, and Chris Hemsworth, who plays his father George Kirk, walked away from the film over salaries. Meanwhile, Star Trek on the small screen continues apace, and the man leading the effort, Alex Kurtzman, has sat down for an interview about it all. Among the details we learn is that they're working on even more Trek series, including one led by Michelle Yeoh's character from Star Trek Discovery, and a young adult show focused on Starfleet Academy. Disney has released a new teaser video for their new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge theme park, showing some of the rides they're developing. In addition to piloting the Millennium Falcon on the Smuggler's Run ride, visitors will also be put in the shoes of a Resistance recruit in Rise of the Resistance. It's expected to open sometime this year in Florida and California. The Star Wars Resistance animated series returns for the second half of its first season in a big way this month, and it brings us into the events of The Force Awakens. A mid-season trailer shows us the big speech from General Hux in the movie and shows how the rest of the Resistance deals with what happens. China has landed a lunar probe on the far side of the moon in an historic first. The far side of the moon has never had a spacecraft land there, and it is virtually uncharted territory, apart from some manned and unmanned orbiters. The Chang'e 4 will explore the region's geology and conduct biological experiments, as well as do some radio astronomy observations. Speaking of radio astronomy, astronomers have found another source of regular repeating radio bursts from outside our galaxy, some coming from the same location in the sky. These fast radio bursts are a newly discovered phenomenon that is little understood, and it's only the second time they've been observed coming from the same location, meaning scientists can now home in on what's producing them. As Game of Thrones readies for its final season, pre-production has already begun on a prequel series set in the same fictional universe. With the working title of The Long Night, it will cover events thousands of years before those of the current series, and will show the origins of some of the conflicts. Casting of the major cast members has been announced, and a pilot is being made. Up to 5 prequel series for Game of Thrones had originally been announced, but one has been officially dropped and the others are presumably on the shelf. A programming note, SQPN has a new podcast series we think listeners of StarQuest Headlines will enjoy. It's called Secrets of Technology, and it will explore technology news from a Catholic perspective. Find out more about the show and get a glimpse by visiting sqpn.com/technology. And that's the StarQuest Headline Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. Thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at SQPN possible, including Bradley J., Cynthia A., Melanie Q., Dana C., and George H. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. Thank you so much. I'm Dom Bettinelli.